I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Carrie Underwood's latest hit, Love Wins, is featured on the soundtrack of the new film Breakthrough, which is out now, which stars Chrissy Metz, Josh Lucas, and Topher Grace.
They sent us the movie to watch because I definitely wanted to get to see it before I could, you know, say, yes, I want to be a part of that. And the second it was over, I said, yes, I want to be a part of this. It's such an inspiring movie. I just think it's something that, you know, everybody will be able to relate to in some way or another, and it's such an inspiring film. I cried my way through it, and I was bawling about 10 minutes in a good way.
Kelsey Ballerini officially became the newest and youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry. An emotional Kelsey speaks to us more about the comfort that being an Opry member brings her.
I'm so new. I'm such a baby artist, and to be able to play this stage once is a dream, but to be able to know that I can play this stage in 30 years when the radio quits me and when touring quits me, it's really comforting and it's really beautiful, so I'm really excited. Crap.
Garth Brooks sets another stadium record. Only three shows into the tour, and each stop has set a record, as Garth tells us more.
We got some pretty cool cities that are coming up. This has been the sweetest tour so far. And I was amazed because, you know, the shows, there's not six in a city or five in a city. There's just one, with the exception of St. Paul, Minneapolis. But I got to tell you, the fun I'm having at the one and all the things that surround it, it really makes it almost feel more like a family than when you got to go camp there for 6 or 7 days.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Brooks and Dunn are considering a new studio album. Ever since the success of their latest album, Reboot, Ronnie Dunn and Kix Brooks just might be open to recording another studio album together, despite what their manager advises.
I mentioned something to our manager. We were talking about going off and doing some shows. I said, should we throw like a new song or two? Because we're writing all the time. We're still writing. And he just spun around and he goes, you go see Springsteen, what do you go see? New stuff? I'm not equating us with Springsteen, but that was the analogy that he pulled out. You know, Elton John, you want to hear Elton John's new stuff? You know, so that said, yeah, we're thinking about it. Didn't get here by following the rules.
Thomas Rhett's upcoming album, Centerpoint Road, due out May 31st, digs back in time to his formative years growing up in a suburb of Nashville.
Centerpoint Road is a street that I grew up on, 20 minutes north of Nashville in a town called Hendersonville. And so much of the songs in this album really were shaped from just past experiences of being in high school and in college and being young and successes and failures and all the firsts and all the disasters in your life. I think I got to pull a lot of inspiration from that. So on this record, I kind of went a little more rootsy and just very, very, very nostalgic on this record. So I think people are going to really enjoy it.
Chase Rice is closing in on the top spot on the charts with Eyes On You.
I'll be there all night with my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been. No, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on.
And Chase tells us exclusively that he drew inspiration from some of the world's most beautiful destinations for the song to paint a picture of true love.
Some of these places I've been, some of these places I want to go. So I took all these different things of like where have I been, where I want to go. And it's almost like that perfect girl in this song. For me, it's not about one particular one. Sorry to burst in his bubble who think it is, but maybe one day. We'll see. But, yeah, it's a Big Sur, California, you know, Paris, you know, all these different places that you go with this person. But you miss it all because your eyes are on her to a non-stalker, creepy way. That's what most women want. And most guys, they'll probably never admit it, but they want that as well. They want to have that girl. They don't care about the Eiffel Tower. Their eyes are on her. And that's what that one's about.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
And the top five songs this week with Chase Rice's Eyes On You coming in at number five. Old Dominion's Make It Sweet coming in at number four, followed by Riley Green's There Was This Girl at number three. Luke Combs' Beautiful Crazy fell to number two. And Brett Young took the number one spot with Here Tonight.
Baby, let's just stay here tonight.
I'm Dominic Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.